Save big money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Get your project started right with our huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes. Our concrete products are great for a variety of applications, from installing a walkway to setting a post. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor, Professor H.J. Mackinder, Six Capitals, Six Points of View, Beijing. I report to you, Professor, in these last days, Beijing's recovery is not underway. There's indication of large unemployment, especially young unemployment, young people with college degrees being told to find manual labor. And at the same time, the manufacturing sector is looking for work. The services sector is under 50, which is the gauge over 50 or growing, under 50 or shrinking. And there's reason to believe that the real estate not only is not solved, but it can't be solved. It's a nightmare of credit crunch. So all of this leaves Beijing with little focus for foreign policy. What is its point of view watching Russia fail?
Well, I think that they're deeply upset. They're not so interested in whether Russia succeeds or fails. They want Putin to succeed because Putin has the same visceral dislike of the world political system, which they see as being a form of narrow Western hegemony based on some strange values, even though the codification of the world system in the UN was actually was done, as I've said last time, by Chinese and by Lebanese lawyers and statesmen. So it's hard to say that it's really Western, but they like Putin because Putin has their view of how oppressive the world order is, with America having such an important role. So therefore, I think they're very worried that Putin is going to lose. However, everything that they have tried has not worked. They had hoped that they were actually quite confident that they were able to split NATO. And when they got Macron sort of reading from their script, they were just pleased pink. But then within hours, Macron was having to beat a retreat. Then they had their ambassador in Paris say some extremely foolish things. And now they are, you know, contesting the whole post-1991 settlement, which they have already recognized and which the UN has recognized, and they're making a retreat on that, but they can't let the ambassador stay, so he's going home, but they don't want to beat him up too much because what he's saying is exactly what she thinks and wants. From an economic point of view, they had been hoping, an economic and military point of view, they had been hoping to draw together with Russia. Many commentators point out that Putin is imagines that he's living in the Soviet Union, and she imagines that he's living next to the Soviet Union. So they both have the idea that if their two mighty powers can get together, then they'll have this hideous, fearsome thing that the older of us remember, the Sino-Soviet bloc of the 1950s, where you had all communists all the way from the Polish border or from the East German border all the way to the Pacific. But their efforts to reconstruct this have failed. First, because the structure of Russia in particular has changed a great deal. And all second, because they don't have the money. And third, because the United States, and I would stress the European countries like the Netherlands, have really come out fighting. So the pervasive or perennial Chinese idea that they can split the West has not worked. I'll just mention the Netherlands, of course, make the most advanced microchip fabricating technology in the world, and they are absolutely cutting it off to China, and they're really working hard. I mean, they're cutting off all the ways that it might get there. They've really got their teeth into this one, and they're also looking into human rights violations and so forth, and they have started delinking brother and sister cities, where there's one in China and there's one in the Netherlands. And they say that this is intolerable because China is a sort of genocidal society and all the rest. And I say good for the Dutch, because what they're stating, it's all fact. And other countries in Europe are beginning to behave the same way. So what China is seeing, and I never, and we should just add as a sidebar, that the Asian countries, including the ones that were sort of neutral, like Philippines was the chief one, and Malaysia, are more and more. Philippines is now 100% on the American side. And we have this extraordinary development of an entente between Japan and South Korea, who are traditionally very suspicious of each other. And people are talking about an iron triangle of the United States, South Korea, and Japan, which would be a very, very formidable military power. And many believe that China is really more frightened of what Japan's going to be in a few years than they are of us. And from what I have learned from talking to Japanese officials, we can expect that Japan is going to be a full-fledged superpower, certainly by the end of this decade. I mean, she's going to have the whole menu, and she's going to be as strong in Asia as we are, or we were, in a sense, in Europe. And with any luck, she will become the pivotal country in Asia, and we will be able to start drawing down our grossly overextended military position worldwide.
Professor H.J. Mackinder, International Relations, Six Capital, Six Points of View. The sixth capital is holding an election within these next days. Ankara, capital of Turkey, member of NATO, right now an uncertain member of NATO, led by the all-powerful Recep Erdogan. But the vote is on Sunday. Soon enough. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.